us people, we don't have ilm of many words or facts that what actions take a person far away from the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. How does a person lose the rahmah and Allah Ta'ala's mercy? Because when a person is far from Allah's rahmah, then he has the most issues and problems and adab and punishment and the wrath, and especially so on the heart. On the basis of the heart, the person, he becomes in the darkness, and also he invites the attack from all the evil forces and problems around him. And today we have many different types of issues and distresses and worries that we're immersed in. We could say mental issues people have. And people don't understand that, why do I have a mental issue? Why do I have this stress or tension or problem? Now the reason for this is because we are maybe distant from the Qur'an and the Hadith and the Tariqah, the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And within the Qur'an, the Hadith and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the messages that lie in wait for us to understand, and we can understand and improve our life. And Allah said in the Qur'an many times and given the guidance that what is the reason for a person to be at loss? Why is a person at a loss from Allah Ta'ala's mercy? Allah Ta'ala says that when a person is at loss from Allah Ta'ala's mercy, then where can he stay and where can he be happy? Nowhere. Nobody can be happy without Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And the big reason to be far, the big cause that makes a person far from Allah's rahmah, is ungratefulness. Ungratefulness. A person, if he is not grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, وَذْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala has given a very clear statement. وَشْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala says that due to the person who's ungrateful, due to a person being ungrateful, he gets trapped in issues and problems. And many places in the Quran, many people, as Allah Ta'ala has referred to in the Quran, that Allah says, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Very few people, men and women, the sisters and brothers, they don't do the shukr to their Lord. We're not grateful to our Lord. We don't even realize we should be grateful to our Lord. And in response to this, we are at the extreme level of ungratefulness. Extreme level. We don't know how to do shukr, or that we should do shukr. And little things that you can say pinch us or give pester us, we make them like a mountain. And especially the women folk, when issues come or problems come or a worry comes, then we should understand that the shukr of Allah, to be grateful to Allah, is a great, great asset, a great action. This is the first thing that the insan, the human being, should do, that we should try our utmost best that we don't become ungrateful. Soon as we get up in the morning, we say, Allah, please allow me to be grateful. Please allow me to be a shakir, so that I can spend my day serving you and presenting my gratitude to you. Washkuruli wala takfurun. Because being ungrateful, the person who is not grateful, then it takes that person far from his Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a little thing pinches us or gives us a problem, we start to become ungrateful, and then shaitan traps that person, and shaitan grabs his thoughts, and then shaitan extends that misery, just like the Quran states. The person reads, and then such statements come out of that person's mouth, such bad statements, full of ungratefulness and no connection. Then worse than that, وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, that the person then gets to a maqam where he goes to the banks of kufr. Yeah? And, oh, it happened to me, why did this have to happen to me? What mistake did I make, or what crime did I commit? And you'll hear people saying this regularly. Well, I don't know what sin I committed that this illness has come to me, or these conditions have befallen me, or the bad times have come to me. Was it just me who I had to be trapped, and was it me who had to be selected for the problems? So where did it start from? This situation and condition. The first person stopped doing shukr. Stop being grateful, then the punishment comes. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, Allah has given examples of people, nations, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his qawm, his nation, many events Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Allah has reported to us in the Quran. And especially so, the Allah Ta'ala said, we hear this in the recitation as well, where Allah Ta'ala gave a name And from the heavens Allah gave them food. And we have the different forms of birds and roasted and sweet dish and very tasty dishes. What did they say to Musa alayhi salam? That no, this isn't good enough. No, we're not satisfied yet. We need some onion and ginger, garlic, etc. We want to eat this as well. So how grateful they were. They said, oh, we've had enough of this. Our stomachs are full. We need this other commodities. Allah Ta'ala gave them deen, iman, and Allah saved them from Fir'aun, from the bondage, slavery. And they said, oh, we want a calf like this, in this design, so then we will accept and believe. They're challenging. Then they got this as well. And then this is how a person becomes ungrateful. They kept on setting the targets and challenges. And they forgot the ni'mas of Allah, the gifts of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala said, I will now give the punishment. And Allah gave the punishment. That Allah gave them wretchedness. And Allah Ta'ala said, I changed the scenario around them. They were wretched and cursed due to being ungrateful. Allah Ta'ala said, that man or woman. And this was the qawm of Musa alayhi salam we're talking about. The Nabi of Allah and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mashallah, they are very high status Ummah, and they have the most ni'mas. And so obviously then the loss will be greater, because the greatest ni'mas and the most ni'mas have fallen upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the biggest ni'mah that we've attained is what? The biggest ni'mah is that we have the link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is there anything greater than this? Any bigger ni'mah than this? When you are associated with something or someone, then you can stand and be proud. We are called Ashraf and the Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the du'as of the Prophet we are included. There's no greater name than this, is there? Is there? So this is the biggest reward that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and we are ungrateful for this. We need to think about this. This is ungratefulness, isn't it? Where a person, he knows Allah has given us the ni'mas, and Allah Ta'ala says that I can take back the ni'mas that I've given to you. I can grab those ni'mas. Yeah? And those things that we don't look at, Allah Ta'ala says, I will take that away from you. And in response to that, there may be many things, but we will forget the great ni'mah. For example, a little bit of distress comes to life, some problems, person jumps on that and starts complaining. Then Allah says that, oh, you then have forgotten the great ni'mas that you were given. So Allah Ta'ala takes from that person. Allah grabs from the person. And the punishment, Allah says, dhillatan maskanatan. Allah says that then the punishments come. And this is something we need to think about. That how do we get away from this? That we need to keep an eye on and focus on Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas. So many ni'mas, they are untold, numerous, infinite. And how should we be? Is that nothing in our life should be negative. Everything for us should be a ni'mat, a blessing, a favor from our Lord, from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And even if there's pain or problems or worries or issues, we should not see them. We should say, in comparison to this, Allah has given us so much more. So much more. So I should become a person who's grateful to his Lord. I should remember this point. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, otherwise, if you are ungrateful, you will get the worst of punishment. So a person should do shukr of Allah. How? There are no words. This is no ibadah that a person can do, is there? There's so many ni'mah, so many blessings, so many mercies, so many blessings Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And we don't even be grateful for the one fact that we are the ummati, the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell me. Now, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he was the Nabi of his time, the great Nabi, Sahibi Kitab. He got the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to speak with Allah, and then he turned to Allah and he said, Allah, I have paid some attention on this, and you have given me many ni'mas, many ni'mas. And we even know that despite this, that many tests they go through, the Nabi of Allah. He was born, and from the beginning time he was thrown into that cradle, into the case, and he was in the water, and then he reached to the banks of Fir'aun's house, and then that's how he was brought up. And didn't have the family around him. But he said, Allah, you've given me so many ni'mas, so many blessings. So many blessings. And here we learn a point here that don't look towards the difficulties, look towards the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't look towards the problems, look towards Allah Ta'ala's gifts and rewards, ni'mas. And the other point is that when a situation comes around a person's life or the conditions are difficult, then he should put a point down here, a marker, that the poverty that's come or the hunger that's come or the difficulty that's come, even this is a ni'mah, a reward. Because Allah is Hakim, Allah's hikmah is best and He's most knowing and He has the wisdom of all things. And so even now I will say that this is a ni'mah for me, a gift for me. And Allah Ta'ala will then make this a ni'mah. Most definitely Allah Ta'ala will give better and compensate. A woman came and Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu was sitting with his back against the wall of Makkah, and she came and said, Oh uncle, this was Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu anhu, and she said, oh uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm very distressed. And he said, what's the issue? She said, please solve my issue, my problem, my worry. He said, what's the problem? She said that I have a problem spiritually, and I get overwhelmed and overcome by like an evil force, and then I get very unwell physically. Please do dua for me that I can be cured. And then everything, you know, negative that can happen happens to me, and I'm distressed. So Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu said that, look, there are two things that you need to take and pay attention. That, do you want dunya or do you want akhirah? Do you want the world or the akhirah? She said, I need paradise. Then he said that if you want paradise, then just stay the way that Allah Ta'ala is, whatever He's given to you or inflicted upon you. That don't ask for betterment than this. This is shukr, this is being grateful. Why are we complaining? What is the hikmah behind this? A person cannot understand this. And in reality, that this distress and issue should take that person towards Allah at the same time. That Allah, you've given me this hal and I'm satisfied. So when the insan says that this is Allah's hikmah, that Allah has given me this condition, I came out today, I took the car, there was an accident, straight away, and say that this was the hikmah of Allah. Allah, there was some benefit in this for me that I cannot understand, and suddenly you will get the peace and the satisfaction in the heart. If a disease comes, or an illness comes, or a negative condition comes upon a person, or difficulties come, at that time a person, if he puts this point in front of him, that Allah, this is based on your hikmah, and maybe today I would not have been ill, and there are thousands of events like this. A person, he's in a plane, for example, he's late a little bit, the plane's departed and his ticket's wasted and he's distressed and the plane goes, and then people hear afterwards that plane had an accident and everybody passed away. Then he does shukr, Allah, I'm grateful to you and I'm saved, and people are saying, oh, you're fortunate and lucky, and many events like this. Oh, if I was not late, I would have been trapped. But this is an occurrence of life. Because Allah Ta'ala says that I want to see you in a certain position that you are grateful to me always. What's the meaning of shukr? Is that a person always maintains the connection with his Rabb. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants. That every moment the person maintains his connection with Allah. And he continues to remember as the Rabb. And Allah is pleased with all of this. And this is what we lose, and then we lose the connection. So when a person always maintains his connection with his Lord, with Allah, with the Creator, Allah says, whether you're in a good or a bad position, or negative or strong, so a person who forgets Allah and he's not grateful, then he goes far from Allah's rahmah, then he is trapped by the problems, then washkuruli wala takfurun. And then the situation gets worse, and then it doesn't turn back for the better. So then that person cannot understand in his mind, why is this? So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, Allah, you've given me many rewards, many ni'mas, and I don't know how I can reply to your ni'mas, how I can repay the favor. Isn't it? This is a great point. For example, you are very hungry, and suddenly nice, beautiful, tasty dishes are presented to you, and you say, where shall I start from? That I'm hungry and there's food, or I don't know where to start from, where shall I eat from? So in the same way, the people who are grateful to Allah, they see so many ni'mas of Allah, so much Allah Ta'ala's fadl and His rewards. So much. I remember a pious elder in Karachi, and he used to sit, Aji Allah Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala elevate his rank, his status, may Allah Ta'ala allow noor to rain down on his grave. And he was very, mashallah, delicate and pure Shaykh of the Naqshbandi Salam. Whenever we used to go, and he kept on saying to me, Allah's mercy, Faruqi Sahab, Hazrat, he'd say so many ni'mas of Allah, so much rahman. What did he have? His wife was ill, she couldn't move, and it was a small shack of a room where they lived. And subhanAllah, just wearing a vest and a straw mat which is torn, amazing, nothing to eat, you can't see no food. And suddenly he said to me, what shall I feed you? Okay, I'll give you some dates, some people from Medina. And there were some like spiders, you know, like little ants that were on the dates, and he blew them. He said, oh, very tasty, very tasty. Subhanallah. And shukr of Allah, he was grateful, and Allahu Akbar, I felt so much peace and satisfaction on his shukr. I said, Haji sahab, how are you? Until 15 minutes he would keep on praising Allah's shukr and his praise and his glory. Subhanallah. Once he was like, you know, maybe in discomfort, and he said, oh, I'm so happy, Allah's kept me in a good position. I realized, Haji sahab, what's this? You got a bit of discomfort. Why? I can see something in the dhoti here. He said, no, it's nothing. Oh, it's just a little bit of a belt of put in. I had an operation, they extracted something. There was like a stone or something. It was a big operation. Oh, I'm grateful to Allah, I'm grateful to Allah. And he started again, he was grateful to Allah. Allahu Akbar. He said that so grateful to Allah my, that Allah Ta'ala, little operation I had, and see how I'm sitting here and I'm reading Quran and reading the translation, and beautiful Quran that he was writing with his, and he was writing dictionaries of the Quran. Subhanallah, I've never seen anything like this before. The definition and the meaning of the Quran, and a man would be so surprised and shocked by looking at this. And you know the pen that people used to have, like the fountain pen, he used to write with that, the pure ink fountain pen, and total satisfaction and peace. And any time could there ever be a complaint on his tongue until he passed away, I never heard him ever complain. I said, Haji sahab, what's this? He said, oh look, Allah shukr, Allah's given us this one room, two rooms, and I don't know how I can be grateful to Allah. And a person from my neighborhood came, and I said, he said, you know, write the will. And he said that, you know, this house you've got, and there are two, three rooms, and there's some space at the back. He said, I'll give this to you, that make a masjid there after me. And when I went, there's a masjid there. Haji sahab, subhanallah, praying salah. So this is the issue here. There are thousands of the things that if you ask Haji sahab, you just say, shukr Allah, I'm grateful to Allah, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to Allah, Allah has given me so much and this and that. And remember this point, that to look at something negatively is that the person is complaining to Allah. He's complaining that, why are you doing like this? Like just the example of the Yahud, that why are you giving us this? We want this. And they're giving a choice to Allah. They're saying, Allah, demand, why are you making me ill? Give me health. Allah says, okay, I'll give you such health and such health. The Allah Ta'ala says that, oh, then he goes towards shaitan. And then it says that, was the illness better for you or was the health better for you? When the person has the good health and he forgets his Lord. So what do we call this? The complaints. And in both, a person should be happy. One is the hikmah of Allah and the other one is the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah gives us pain or distress, or whether there is the positive and the good situation. So as Musa alayhi salam, he spoke to Allah in this hadith, this is for us as well. This is also a gift for us from the Nabi, the great Prophet of Allah, subhanallah. So as Musa alayhi salam, he said, Allah, so many ni'mas you have given to me, so many gifts, so many rewards, that how do I give my shukr to you? How do I become grateful to you? How can I repay the favors? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to Musa alayhi salam that you've asked me that how can I fulfill the haq? How can you fulfill the haq and do shukr and be grateful? Allah ta'ala said that do my dhikr kathiran kathira. And then Allah ta'ala said that shukr, that without dhikr there cannot be any shukr. Without remembering Allah, there cannot be any shukr. How lucky are those people? How lucky are those people that they get shukr and they get dhikr as well? They are able to do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so few people will you find with the dhakirs, if they're genuine, and they complain to Allah. Because Allah ta'ala made dhikr for what? So that a person can do shukr to Allah. So due to dhikr of Allah, to remembering Allah, the heart of a person becomes so satisfied that everything of Allah's he is pleased with and happy with. Look at the difference here. Person does dhikr, and look at the condition before dhikr, and then see your condition after dhikr. Do you see the difference or not in your heart? That on a little thing, we get like we start sneezing, oh, this problem or that problem, we start complaining. But when a person does dhikr, then he gets a little bit of encouragement. Because the person who's done dhikr, he has realized and reminded himself that where he is from and where is he going, and the promotion in the iman comes. And what a great reward Allah that I sit down in the morning and do dhikr, and I come in the evening to the majlis. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, do my dhikr in abundance. Because Allah Ta'ala says, I want that you don't become ungrateful servant of mine in this world and the hereafter. So my brothers, if we want to become the shakir, and if we don't, then Allah said, washkuruli wala takfurun. Allah says, then I will take you towards the loss. So we will have to be grateful to Allah. And if we're not grateful, then Allah says, I will take you to wala takfurun. So it's important, isn't it? And you cannot be grateful without dhikr. So it's lazim on every person that he or she does the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And how lost are those people, and without Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance, who don't do the dhikr of Allah. And we don't know our position when we are at loss. We don't remember Allah, the men and the women, the youngsters, elder, younger. Allah, and I hear, I'm so happy sometimes that such people, such women, because we can't see the women in our gathering, but they listen to the gathering, such women who they didn't know what was dhikr of Allah. They didn't even have an idea, but their lives changed. SubhanAllah, one brother was telling me, and I was very happy to hear this, and I enjoyed hearing this, that how much people love dhikr. And I said, that do you, your people, your women folk, the people at your house, do they listen to dhikr? He said, forget asking me that. I said, why? He said, today is dhikr in Makki Masjid, isn't it? And soon as the adhan is called, the women folk sit down, connect, and they start listening. And I was so happy by hearing this, that subhanAllah. And he said that before the evening falls, they do all of their work of the house, forget about dhikr, that soon as the adhan is called, in whichever masjid is dhikr that day, they know the time, and before the adhan, they do wudu and they sit down and they're ready and they connect to the dhikr that today now is the dhikr of Allah is about to be performed. The majlis is going to take place. And this is the love. And what was their situation before? And it's the gap between the heavens and the earth, a massive difference in their life and their destiny. So can a woman like this be ungrateful? The question doesn't arise. So the person who does dhikr, he is doing shukr to Allah. A shakir, dhakir, is doing shukr to Allah. So my brothers, don't think that dhikr is a minor thing. It's a great ni'mah of Allah, great gift from Allah, because Allah Ta'ala sometimes tests His servant, or gives His servant something without any effort, without any trying, without any pain. Allah Ta'ala gives openly, and asks those people, those mashayikh or pious elders who are to work hard and travel long, far and wide, and they had to go over the obstacles and persevere through hunger or through no clothes. And this is, ask them that how much they're to strive and struggle for the dhikr of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala says that if you don't remember me, you will stand as the ungrateful person in the akhirah. And so due to this fear, they used to go and sit in the majlis of the wali of Allah, and the sheikh, the teacher. So this is very valuable statement that Allah Ta'ala has given here in the Quran. Washkuruli wala takfurun. And the person who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah, then on the day of judgment, he will stand with the ungrateful people. You'll be given the label and title ungrateful. And how fortunate are those people, alhamdulillah, who have received the message of dhikr and who have started doing dhikr. So we should do struggle and mahnat on dhikr. This is Allah's karam and rahmah and mercy. He gives us dhikr in the morning and in the evening, and alhamdulillah, all week long the majalis continue. We should always do dua that Allah, please allow us to have health and a long life so we can keep remembering you. We depart with your remembrance from this world so we can be included in the list of the grateful people. So this is the biggest reward of Allah. Whenever you come to dhikr, the majlis, or you sit down to do dhikr, do your own lesson, then don't consider this a minor action. Never. Lower your head, humble yourself, and consider and say, Allah, my Mawla, such a great ni'mah you give to me, such a great ni'mah that the great Nabi asked from you, that tell me the method, how can I remember you? And you've given this to me so easily. As a Musa alayhi salam, such a great Nabi, such a great Prophet, was called to Mount Tur. Allah gave the Tawrat, so many events, and his maqam is stated, and he asked, and Allah Ta'ala has given us the amal that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked for. SubhanAllah, that due to which his qawm was given punishments, and Allah Ta'ala discarded them, disconnected from them. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the subhanAllah, beautiful verses of the Quran, the meaning, subhanAllah. And we shouldn't leave the deen or the majlis for little difficulties or problems. We should adhere to the gatherings. So when a person makes effort and sacrifices his time and effort and goes on a journey, for example, my Hazrat gave hukam that go in the streets, in the cities and the towns, and go everywhere. This was the hukam that was going to be the order, and knock on the doors, and people shouldn't be lazy or negligent. Teach them the dhikr of Allah. Teach them. Because Hazrat knew that how much there was importance or maybe lack of it in amongst the people, and how benefit it would come through the dhikr of Allah. So this is severely important for us. If we have to travel a bit for this, then no problem. What's the issue? That if we're ill, we run to the hospital or to the doctor, and we suffer and we run around, and we realize that today there's a gathering of dhikr majlis, we should say, okay, I will praise Allah and do dhikr after that at the same time. So if we don't do this, we have to ask them, why is that love not coming to mind? Have I become ungrateful somehow? There is this my ungratefulness, Allah, there's such a big ni'mah you've given. Your remembrance that is being distributed, and I'm hesitating to go, hesitating to join, that today you dhikr is here, oh, tomorrow's in taqwa, and this is a bit far from where I live. Okay, it doesn't matter. We get the dhikr once a week, isn't it? Doesn't matter. No difference made. Oh, so we haven't become the shakir yet then. We haven't become the grateful person. We haven't learnt. And if we come and knock on the door and we say, oh, please give to me money free of charge for the dunya, do we do this? We want somebody to come to the door and give to us? And have we ever thought, oh, forget, I'm not going to work today? We run, even if to travel 10 miles to a good market where we can sell the goods and the trade with a good profit, we'll run to that place. Reason? Because we are ungrateful. Our style has changed. The same qawm that was Musa alayhi salam's qawm, and Allah Ta'ala said, due to their sin, maskanat, and they were given dhillat, wretchedness. So Allah Ta'ala says that you will also have that same fate if you're not grateful. So we have to have courage. If we realize something, the taste is there, we realize everything, and then we still don't go. What's the reason we don't go? We can do things, we can attend the majlis. We should be happy today. We should have that taste that mashallah, we'll get up in the morning and today we're going to pray salah in this masjid. We'll pray fajr, alhamdulillah, then we'll sit with hazrat and we'll do dhikr of Allah. We'll be included in dua. How much enjoyment there is, subhanallah, in this lifestyle. And what a big difference. And this is called the person who's grateful. This is the person grateful. And Allah Ta'ala says that I'm distributing my mercy. So when I go there, Allah's rahmah will descend and the angels will descend. So when Allah Ta'ala's messages of forgiveness will come, Allah's rahmah will descend. Now I'm sitting here. What am I getting? So the difference is that it's 5 minutes drive. 5 minutes drive. Allahu Akbar. And those people will cry on the day of judgment who knew about the majlis physically, they knew the taste and enjoyment, but their nafs had stopped them. These people will cry on the day of judgment. Same people who make excuses. One is that person who doesn't know anything, illiterate, and those people who are sleeping, they know that in the morning there's a dhikr majlis, hazrat zikr. Okay, let's do wudu. We get up and sit in the corner and put the mic on, or you listen, mashallah, today they have phones and you just press the button and you do wudu after fajr, you sit down. What a big difference. In the house, mashallah, and you're sitting and you've got the water, and mashallah, the women folk. This is for the women. But no, what dhikr? Oh, it's okay, I go to sleep, I have to put the kids to sleep, and I have to get up early, etc. Just for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that person can't sit on the prayer mat. So this is ungratefulness to Allah. So we've rejected and shunned the dhikr of Allah. And without dhikr, there's no shukr, and without shukr, there's no rahmah. So what we are looking for then, solutions, this happened and etc. Whatever I do, it's just the wrong way around, it's negative, I don't get success, and we just cry in our life, we just cry. We'll keep on crying from morning until evening. Why? Because we're ungrateful. And the example has given this, dhillat and maskanat. Allah says, wretchedness and loss all day long that person will earn. So Allah Ta'ala said that I have created the means and the resources, and we need to go towards the means and the resources. Allah Ta'ala says that to your very homes, I've called you to the masjid, and then your homes I've prepared for your wives, the women folk. What a great statement. And how? Which day and age? When, subhanAllah, at that time when the hearts were not even alive. And people today, people's hearts are like, they are deceased, totally ghafil and lazy and negligent. And at that time, before Allah Ta'ala prepared the men, your preparation is in the masjid, in Allah's house, and for the women folk at home, so nobody can reject. That from before, I'd never seen this system of dhikr. Nor have I heard about this system, such a beautiful tariqah, such a beautiful method that in the whole dunya, women can listen, and the men folk, they can also listen and take part. Subhanallah. And the person who doesn't understand this, then he will be at loss. We can hear from every place, any destination. From New York, the phone call came from New York that dhikr is not happening. I said, why? Where are you sitting? There's a noise in the car. She said, I'm going here to some other city. I've got to drop my kids off, and all my dhikr I do in the morning in the car at the time of the drop off. So I'm in the car. She said, oh, the question does arise that we leave your dhikr. Never. Such a big name, and we leave it sitting in this country so far away, California or somewhere. I think it was New York, I can't remember. Subhanallah. And here in Bolton, those women, men and women, sisters and brothers, no, all day long we will have issues and problems at home, but we won't listen to dhikr in the morning or the evening. If this is not being ungrateful, then what else is it? Isn't this the case? The question does arrive, you are dhakir, and the question shouldn't arise that the dhikr of Allah is not performed in your homes. The voice should be there, the clam, the noise should be coming, and the house should be vibrating with the dhikr of Allah. So, like, little child with a little, like, you know, like the bird, speaking like the bird, I said, my son, what kalma do you like? What kalma do you like? What kalma do you prefer? And mashallah, that child read to me beautiful kalimats after that. Remembrance of Allah? This is the point. So is this not ungratefulness that we don't do the dhikr of Allah with regularity, and there's the punishment for a person who is ungrateful? May Allah Ta'ala give us love with his dhikr so we can understand his ni'mas. This is a great, great ni'mah, inshallah. So a person who is a dhakir, remembers Allah, is elevated in dunya and in the akhirah. We need to understand this. So we want the elevation in this world and the next. This is the statement of my sheikh. Grab it with firmness. So less effort, but high maqam. Subhanallah. Less effort, high maqam. That's it. So we have to do one thing, that don't leave dhikr wherever there's a majlis. Allah Ta'ala has given us a car or health, etc. So, dhuhr salah, okay, dhuhr I'll pray here, etc. This prayer I'll pray here, and 3 minutes drive, 5 minutes drive. You pray in the masjid and see that when you attend the majlis of dhikr, subhanallah, then I keep on mentioning regularly the reward. So many stacks of rewards, higher than the peaks of the mountains, greater than this gift a person will take and reach home. Subhanallah, he's come back home with the greatest of gifts, and all of his rewards will be full, brimming to the cap, to the top. Subhanallah, then he'll come home and say salam, and then eat the breakfast in the morning after the dhikr done in the morning after salah. Subhanallah. What difference will it make that if you go home straight after salah? Nothing. You're not going to get anything extra. So the nafs is what stops a person. The desires is what stops a person. As long as we've got strength and courage, do not leave the house of Allah. Don't leave the house of Allah. Everything we will attain from Allah's home, dhikr and Quran and salah, everything we'll get from where? From the dhikr of Allah. And this we need to grab hold of firmly. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, and you brothers also. Ameen.